read and hear more about important news, events, and public policy debates at ncnewsline.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. For most people who leave North Carolina prisons each year, readjusting to life on the outside is incredibly difficult. A record of incarceration can prevent people from landing apartments or jobs, and even people who've been arrested but never convicted can also have a hard time shaking that history when their mugshots appear forever online. Recently, in an effort to convince lawmakers to enact reforms that could address some of these roadblocks, advocates gathered at the state legislature for a Second Chance Lobby Day. And during the event, News and Views producer Clayton Henkel caught up with one of the leaders of the effort, the executive director of the North Carolina Community Success Initiative, Dennis Gaddy.
Dennis, we're at Second Chance Lobby Day in the North Carolina General Assembly. You've been working on this issue, as you were telling me, two decades strong.
Yeah, this event started in May of 2011, so we've been at it pretty regularly for the last 12 years.
Tell me a little bit about what second chances mean to you. I think everybody's got their own perception of who deserves a second chance, but when you hear that, what does it mean and what do you want legislators to think?
Well, I have a very good experience with it because for 5.5 years that person was me. I made some poor choices in the late 90s that caused me to be incarcerated here in the state of North Carolina. I had the great fortune to have a support system, a wife, children, church, and friends, still do today. But I saw people coming home who were not as fortunate. So we put together the organization that I now lead. I founded it in 2004, and we just celebrated our 20th anniversary. And I believe a second chance is kind of the thing that everybody needs. Everybody needs, right? Kind of sarcastically, when I go into an audience of what I call sophisticated folk, I ask myself, what would your title be if you got caught for what you did? So it's not a criminogenic kind of thing, because everybody just hits a spot every now and again, right? And we believe that we ought to have a chance to start over, that we need a place to kind of put things behind us. We have a concept on leadership, on what we call ourselves, right? And, you know, we don't use the word ex-con and ex-offender and things like that words, because those words freezes a person in their moment, right? And who wants to be known by their worst day, right? So we believe that people is a good word, right? A person who went to prison, right? A person who made a mistake, right? How they're now able to turn their setbacks into comebacks.
Well, this is the short session. This is the time of year where lawmakers come in, they do the budget, they get out as quickly as they possibly can. They don't take on a lot of new initiatives, but there are some bills that you think that they really should act on before they leave town. Things like expanding criminal record relief, ending harmful use of mugshots, and debt-based driver's relief suspensions. Talk a little bit more about those for people who aren't familiar. What do you want to see the men and women of the General Assembly do before they skedaddle out of Raleigh?
Let's begin with the expungement issue, right? We are in the middle of forming that legislation or shaping that legislation where we believe that after a certain amount of time that your record ought to be expunged, right? Statistics say that if a person has not reoffended within 7 years of their last offense, they're no more likely to reoffend than somebody who's never committed a crime, right? So we believe that you can age out of criminality, right? So when we started this work 20 years ago, there were no expungements in North Carolina. So we have made a way, because when I started this work, if you had a record, you always had a record, right? You never had a chance to get rid of it. And we've made some headway in that now for a nonviolent felony and a nonviolent misdemeanor, after 7 years of a nonviolent misdemeanor, you can have your records expunged. And for 10 years for a felony, we believe it needs to be unlimited felonies, but as of now, it's just one. So that's a piece of the legislation that we want to expand. And probably also work on getting that time down a little bit, too. So that's that one. And then the mugshots, just a very, I call it an unconstitutional kind of problem, because people are found in a magazine before they even go to court. So it's like, come on now. You're not even going to give me my constitutional rights to have a trial or to have a hearing before a judge or a magistrate, and you're going to just assume or make it look like as if I'm guilty and I haven't even been to court. So we believe that's just unfair.
And we should say that's a money game, because that's right. If you haven't been convicted, but your picture's out there and you're hunting for a job or you're trying to find a place to live, you've got to pay the publication to get that picture removed from a website.
Unbelievable. I can't believe it has taken this long to even disqualify that newspaper, but we believe it's just unconstitutional and unfair. And as most of records go, they disproportionately impact people of color, right? So that's also an issue. And then finally, I think we talked about the driver's license restoration, which we do a lot of work on that with regard to workshops and classes at our office here in Raleigh. But we believe if the only thing that's standing between you and getting your driver's license back is debt, that somehow or another we need to, and we have, talked to some legislators as well as some district attorneys about waiving those fees and fines. Because, again, statistics say that if a person hasn't paid that bill, $200, $300, $400 within 2 years, they're not going to pay it because they're poor, right? But they still have children they need to drop off school. They still have a job they need to get to. And in some cases, they keep on driving and get another ticket. Driving while your license is revoked. That's another hindrance. So we believe that's a poverty issue. That's not a driving record issue. And so we believe that ought to be fought as well. And we're having some success with that. We just need to make it some positive legislation behind it.
And we should say that this is a bipartisan issue. This is not Republican. Okay. It's not Democrats, not unaffiliated. Okay. We probably all know somebody that falls into the category of needing a second chance.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I'll use a perfect example, speaking of the issue of just criminality, right? Again, statistics say that African Americans and white people commit crimes at about the same rate in America. So, but you couldn't tell that's the case if you go to any courtroom in America today, because here's the bottom line. If you can afford a lawyer, there's a great chance you don't go to jail, right? So that's not an issue of criminologistic history. That's an issue of poverty, right? So you're right. Everybody does it at about the same rate in America, and we believe that needs to be addressed.
All right. Well, we want to thank Dennis Gaddy for talking to us about Second Chance Alliance Day. You can go online to ncsecondchance.org, and I'm going to let you give a pitch to your website.
It's www.communitysuccess.org. Communitysuccess.org. Thank you so much.
We hope you have great success today. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you.
Well, that's it for this edition of News and Views. Remember, you can check us out online and subscribe for free to some of our state's best news coverage and political commentary at ncnewsline.com. You can also listen to all of our interviews and commentaries wherever you get your podcasts. For producer Clayton Henkel, this is Rob Schofield. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views, a weekly look at state news, events, and public policy debates produced by North Carolina Newsline. Visit them online at ncnewsline.com.